September 16, living stones aglow with wondrous light. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:4-5. When the sacred work of God shall be purified from all the rubbish which has been accumulating for years, the name of God will be glorified in your midst. When the Holy Spirit controls human agents, there will be none of the underhand business which has been practiced. Honesty, truthfulness, and a willingness that all should understand the methods of working will be seen. The characters of the workers will be built up with pure, solid timbers. Straightforwardness in deal will be seen in all God's commandment-keeping people. Every thread of the web will be originated by the Lord, and each worker will draw his thread into the web to help compose the pattern. The pattern will come from the great loom, perfect in its design. 3,000 years ago, David asked the question, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Souls already impure need to be cleansed, purified, and sanctified. Then the testimony can be born. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In this world, we are to shine in good works. The Lord requires His people who handle sacred things to be alone with God, to reflect the principles of heaven in every business transaction, to reflect the light of God's character, God's love, as Christ reflected it. As we look unto Jesus, all our lives will be aglow with that wondrous light. Every part of us is to be light. Then, whichever way we turn, light will be reflected from us to others. The fruit of the Spirit, what is it? Gloom, sadness, and mourning, and tears? No, no. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These graces will be seen in every stone that helps to compose the temple of God. All the stones are not of the same dimension or shape, but every stone has its place in the temple. In the temple there is not one misshapen stone. Each is perfect, and in the diversity there is unity, making a complete whole. One thing is sure, every stone is a living stone, a stone that emits light. Now is the time for the stones to be taken from the quarry of the world, to be brought into the workshop of God, and hewed, squared, and polished, that they may shine. Special instruction regarding royalties, pages 20 and 21.